So Pastor Linda and myself, we're going to sort of team teach this morning, but we would like to invite all of the children forward, and you guys get front row seating this morning. So we would love for you guys to come on down and come to the front, and you guys can sit right here up here with us and right here on the floor. Does that sound good? Okay, come on. Come on down, you guys. Promise we're not scary. We've got a great story that we're going to talk about this morning. All right, we have one. My daughter's coming. That's a good sign. Excellent. Thank you guys for joining us.
Some preteens can come too.
And we would love preteens as well. And if anyone just wants to be young at heart, you feel free to come as well. Just go for it. It's the best seating in the house. All right. So downstairs and upstairs, over the last couple of weeks, we've been learning that God wants to have a very close and intimate kind of relationship with us, a friendship with us. And in fact, last week, oh, thank you guys. I love it. Give it up for them. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Awesome. If you were here last Sunday, it was a really special morning. We just talked about the fact that God is speaking to us all the time. And with the help of the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit, we can not only hear his voice, but we can begin to recognize when he's speaking to us. And it's just really exciting. It was so fun to hear some of the pictures and the thoughts that God was giving you guys last Sunday morning downstairs. And we had a really fun time praying about that last weekend up here. This morning, we want to take a couple of minutes and talk about how God uses the Bible to draw us close as well. He wants us to know we can hear him in our hearts, but he also wants us to know things through the Bible. And so it's really exciting to read the Bible, because in the Bible we find out what God is like, the kinds of things that God is into, what he does, and how he wants us to respond. Now really, what is the Bible exactly? That's a big question, right? But really what the Bible is, it's lots and lots and lots and lots of stories of people experiencing God. And it's written down as God directed it, so we could begin to have our own story of how we've begun to experience and know who God is. So it's a story about other people's experiences so we can have our own. That's really what the Bible is. Now, I don't know about anyone here this morning, but sometimes I've read the Bible like it's an instruction manual with three easy steps to change your life. Anyone read the Bible that way? Am I the only one? And the Bible has many important instructions for us that we need to know. But it's so much more than that. It's not like a recipe book. It's more like a Facebook profile of who God is. Any of you guys here on Facebook? Say no. Okay, no, that's good. All right. How many adults out there are on Facebook? You all have a profile. People visit your profile, get to know you, see pictures from your life, see what you're into, follow up on your travel plans, all that stuff, right? All that stuff that we put out there for free for everybody else to know about us. God's done that. God's given us this incredible Facebook profile in the Bible, telling us about who he is and how he's interacted with other people, because that's a lot like how he wants to interact with you and I. And because we can't always see him, he wants us to see him in the life of other people. So that's a little bit about the Bible. And God wants us to know that he is really trustworthy, he's close, and he's powerful. Now, as Pastor Linda and I were thinking about this morning, we were thinking, wouldn't it be fun to share one of our favorite Bible stories? And one of our favorites comes from the book of Daniel in the Bible, from chapter 6. And it's about a guy named Daniel who was thrown into... Does anyone know what Daniel was thrown into? Yes. A lion's den. Terrible place to be thrown into. But that's what happened to him. But as we read the story, we find out that God was right there with him in an incredible way. So we just thought it might be fun this morning to actually watch the story behind us on the screen. So let's all turn around and watch the story of Daniel in the lion's den. And you guys got the best seat.
This Daniel lived in a land ruled by a new king named Darius. Daniel was friends with King Darius. But there were other men who were jealous of Daniel's friendship with the king. These men came up with a plan to get rid of Daniel.
We beg your majesty to issue an order that for a whole month no one shall pray to any other god except you. And if anyone does, we will throw them into the lion's pit.
The king agreed to issue the order. One man would disobey this order. Daniel. Now, Daniel admired Darius, but he also knew that Darius was just a man. So, as a faithful Jew, he continued to face west towards Jerusalem and prayed to our God as he always had.
Your Jewish friend, Daniel, is defying you, Your Majesty. He has ignored your order and still prays to his God.
Arrest Daniel.
Darius stayed awake all night, worried about his friend. Darius was certain that his friend had been eaten by the lions. But when he looked inside the pit...
Daniel, has your God rescued you?
Long live your majesty. I never did any wrong to you. My God stopped the lions from eating me.
Darius had Daniel's accusers arrested. And then he took back his order and allowed people to pray to our God.
So that's kind of Daniel in the lion's den. Have you guys heard that story before? Yeah, have you guys heard that story before? Okay, good. This is a great story, and it's a story of, like, Daniel's faithfulness. It's a story of adventure. There's lions. And it's a story of God's provision. It's a story that's filled with truth, and it's one that is a great one to read in the Bible. The challenge I find in this story is that at some time or another, each and every one of us has to make a choice. And we get to choose to follow Jesus, to follow God, or not. Daniel chose to follow God no matter what. I noticed in this story that Daniel loved God. Did you guys notice that? Yeah. And he loved him enough that he decided to follow him in the midst of impossible odds. Do you guys know what some of the things that were in Daniel's way were? What kind of things? Maybe people who didn't like Daniel, because there were those mean guys who wanted him thrown into the lion's den. Were they in Daniel's way of pursuing God? Yeah? And maybe being watched all the time. Was Daniel watched all the time? And maybe hungry lions. Were hungry lions in the way of Daniel being able to love God? Yeah, they were. But Daniel was faithful, and Daniel trusted God. And as I thought about this story this week, I realized that I could translate Daniel's faithfulness and Daniel's trust to my life. I needed to hear about how I can be faithful and how I can trust God in the midst of anything that comes my way. But I believe that God has more to say to us than this. There's a great book out there for kids called Children, Can You Hear Me? And it's written by a guy named Brad Jerzak. And Brad writes as if Jesus is speaking, he imagines Jesus speaking to the reader. And he says, you can find me in any story. You can meet me in, can you see the story in your heart? Try stepping into it. You can find me there. What am I doing? What am I saying? If you could be in the story, who would you be? Are you like one of the characters? Why don't you come close and talk to me? So this week, as I imagine myself in the Daniel story, have you guys ever tried that? Imagining yourself in the Daniel story, I began to ask these questions. I asked, where is God? What is he up to? Good questions? Yes. God is present throughout the whole story. God grew Daniel to be strong in faith and planted in him a love for scripture, that's the word, the Bible, and a desire to spend time with the Father. God gave Daniel a heart for God. God gave Daniel a spirit of courage. And God helped Daniel to follow his commands over the commands of the king. God protected Daniel from the lions and defended Daniel. So as I looked at this story, I knew God wanted to do the same things for me and for you. Let's take a look at how this might work. When Daniel faced lions, we know that lions are happy, friendly creatures. Yes? No? What are lions? Are they scary and maybe mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen a lion? Would you like to be in a cage with a lion? No, probably not. Do you think that anytime soon you're going to get put in a cage with a lion? Probably not. Hopefully not. But, you know, I think that maybe if we think hard, we could think of a time that we were scared or afraid. Do you guys think you could come up with a time? Yeah. You know, just like Daniel was scared of the lions, we are afraid of things in our lives. When we're lost, or when we have the bully at school come after us, or when we get hurt, sometimes we've been scared. But we know that God was close to Daniel when he was in the lion's den, that he protected him and he shut the mouths of the lions. And we know that God is close to us, no matter what's going on. Do you guys know that? Yes. I imagine that while Daniel was in the lion's den, God spoke words of peace and comfort to him. Do you guys imagine that? Can you imagine? You know, God has stuff he wants to say to you, too. And I know you know that, but that's one thing that I learned from this story. But there's more. God saw Daniel's faithfulness, and he honored Daniel's faithfulness. God sees us, and he knows our hearts, too. God showed Daniel that his authority was bigger than the authority of man. God is still our Lord and King. Though we are not Daniel, and we aren't living his life, God is here with us. God speaks to us. God knows us. And anytime we need his help, he wants to show his power. God wants to heal and to restore. God wants to change and to make new. Just like he showed his power to Daniel, we know through Daniel's story that nothing is impossible for God. Do you guys know that? Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I have one more thing to share with you guys. I was pretty impressed that God kept Daniel from the lions. That was scary, very scary. But as I read the story, like Pastor Linda did this week, and I said, okay, God, what do you want me to see about you as I read this story about Daniel? And I actually didn't think about the lions very much. Well, I did for a little while, but then something else came to my mind. And it was the king. It was the king. Do you remember what the king said as the stones slowly rolled over the pit just as Daniel was being thrown in with the lions? Do you remember what the king said? May your God save you, my friend. That's right. Because he knew that Daniel believed in God, but I don't know if King Darius did, though. But he was just hoping that maybe God might be real and might save him. And then it says, because Darius really liked Daniel, he had an awful sleep. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. He was so worried about his friend. And we don't know what Daniel's night was like beside the lions. It was probably not so great. But I almost wonder if Daniel had a more peaceful sleep beside the lions because he knew God was with him than the king who was sitting in his palace totally safe but worried. Do you know what I mean? Now, in the morning, the king runs right to that pit and wants to know what's happened. And he says, Daniel, are you alive? Has your God saved you? And what did he say? Do you remember what he said? He said, yes, I'm alive. I'm here. Long live the king. God has been totally with me. It was a miracle. God showed up in such a big way. And as soon as the king saw how real and how powerful God really was, then he wrote down a new law for the whole country. And he said, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His dominion as a king will never end. He rescues, he saves, he performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And he has rescued Daniel from the lion's den. And I was asking God, God, how do you want me to find you in this story? And God was saying, Shane, do you see how Daniel's difficulties taught the king about how real God is? And God used Daniel to help the king believe in God through an awful situation. And it's the same for me. If I go through a really hard situation and I keep trusting in God, other people are going to start to see how real God is. And to the point where King Darius wanted everyone else to know how real God was. And maybe you're going to have a tough time in life, in a situation at school, and you got to keep trusting God, and people see, why are you trusting God, and how has he kept you okay? And they're going to go, maybe I should believe in God too. And when they do, they're going to want all their friends to believe in God as well. And you know what? It's also true for all the adults here this morning. People are watching us in our difficulties and finding out that God is real. And we might not go, why am I in this pit? It might be just one way God's going to let someone else see how God is so real and how he can get you out of that pit. So that's kind of the story, and that's one of the cool things that I learned. So this morning is all about wanting to read the Bible because it helps us experience God ourselves. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to the big kids, too. God is real. And one of the beautiful things that we find out in Scripture is that in God coming to the earth as Jesus, Jesus experienced a lot of highs and a lot of lows, like all of us. In Jesus' total obedience to the Father, no matter what, as Pastor Linda said, he was sent to the cross. And God knows what it means to suffer. God knows what it means to go through difficulty. And God will, and in Jesus, that's exactly what God did. He went to the cross to give up his very life for every person here this morning, that they might be forgiven and that might be able to receive eternal life, that he paid their price for all their wrongdoing. And so it's really cool that God allows us to go through difficulty, but we'll use those difficulties to speak about how real he is to other people. And it's even more cool to know that God knows himself difficulties through his son Jesus. But he thought we were so worth it that he would die on our behalf. This morning we're going to celebrate the Lord's table together because one of the ways that Jesus wanted us to remember that he gave up his life for us so that we could be forgiven and receive the free gift of eternal life was through the object lesson of a meal. Just before Jesus went to die on our behalf, he took some really simple things. He took some bread and he took some grape juice And he said, every time you look at this bread and this juice, I want you to remember me and me giving up my life for you. And so that was probably going to happen, wasn't it? The gasp was awesome, by the way. One thing Jesus didn't do was spill the juice like I just did. But thank you, Kim. But he took juice and he took some bread once they were on the table. And he said, take a piece. He broke a piece of bread off and he said, eat this and remember that I'm giving up my body for you. And then he took the cup and he said, this is like my blood and it's being spilled for you. As Peter just reminded me. So we want to remember Jesus this morning, that he died in our place so we could be forgiven and we could have eternal life. And we also remember him, that he went through a very difficult time for God. And we might have to go through a difficult time as well, but he knows what it's like. He really relates to a hard time in life. And he's saying, there is something for you on the other side. It's me, and it's the reward of heaven. So keep faithful to me. Can we all stand? Can we invite the worship team to come? I'd like to invite those who are serving the communion meal this morning just to come forward to these three stations, and we've got fresh juice on the way. Thank you, Day. This meal is for anyone who believes in Jesus and believes that what he did on the cross was for them. And you can be young or you could be old in making that decision. All that's required is that you believe that Jesus has died for you, and this was for you. And now he wants you to follow him. So as the music's being played, I want to invite you to come with a friend, come with the person beside you, come with your family, come young and old. Take a piece of bread and dip it in the juice. I remember this is Jesus. It's representing Jesus' body and his blood shed for us. There's one station up top that's on this side. It's going to start, and then it's going to move over to this side. So just be patient for those in the balcony this morning. But let's just pray for a minute. God, thank you that you're so powerful and so loving. Thank you that you just want us to be like children in simple trust. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross so that we could be forgiven. You paid the price for all of our wrongdoing. We believe in you this morning. We thank you for your gift of eternal life. We want to come like children to our Heavenly Father through the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit to celebrate you and remember what you did through the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Father, we thank you because you are a God who reveals himself to us. And God, we thank you because you revealed yourself to us this morning and you will continue to each and every day of our lives. And so, God, we choose you. We choose to follow you and we just give our lives to you and ask you to be showing us yourself. Yeah, each and every moment of each and every day. We just pray these things in your name. Amen.